Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Welcome to Good for a Weekend, the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift and share your spicy confessions.
I'm Cressy Cornis.
And I'm MK Ashford.
Our third ever Swiftie Confessions episode will be coming out on April 11th. It will be a very special episode because it's our 100th.
You have until April 1st to email us your Swiftie Confessions to gfaweekend@gmail.com. Please include what you'd like to be called as well and your preferred pronouns.
And if you're a new weekender, here's a quick explanation of what we're looking for in your Swiftie Confession.
We want to hear your spiciest hot takes, embarrassing moments as a fan, unpopular opinions, hills that you would die on, your crazy fan theories, and anything else Taylor related that you'd like to confess to us.
Think of us as your specially appointed Swiftie therapist.
Did you weirdly like Taylor and Maddie Healy? Are you a me defender? Do you think 1989 is overrated? Are you a Joe Alwyn apologist? Whatever it is, we're listening.
We are accepting submissions now, right now. So be sure to send yours to gfaweekend@gmail.com by April 1st. All we ask is that you please include what you'd like us to call you as well as your preferred pronouns so we can discuss your confession properly.
And we're so excited to hear what you have to spill.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hi, Army. Before we get started, we wanted to inform you that this episode was recorded prior to the announcement of BTS's indefinite hiatus. While our interpretations and review of Proof and Yet to Come have changed slightly since this announcement, we still find this review to be thorough and relevant. We hope that you enjoy our optimistic discussions despite some inaccuracies and what we didn't know at the time of recording. We plan to address the recent changes with BTS as soon as possible, but know that our love and admiration for BTS hasn't changed, and this podcast will continue to cover Bangtan wherever they go. Thank you. Borahe, iconic army.
Borahe.
Yes. So the day that we're recording today, it is officially BTS's 9th anniversary.
Yes.
So happy anniversary to BTS. Happy birthday, BTS.
Happy anniversary.
Here in Kansas City, so we have a community public radio station called KKFI 90.1.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey and I were listening to it yesterday, and they were talking about BTS's 9th anniversary. And
wow.
I'm like, oh my gosh, Kansas City Public Radio. Like, yes, you're doing it right. But what they ended up doing is they ended up having a ton of BTS covers played over the span of, I think it was like 2 or 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the covers were other K-pop groups covering BTS. And it was mostly female artists mm-hmm. who were covering these BTS songs. But what a wonderful way to celebrate BTS, and the host of the show too, like, really did their research and were really knowledgeable of BTS and their music. They even talked about some of their lyrics, like to 0 o'clock. They talked about the meaning of restarting, and I just thought that was so neat.
Yeah.
And I think there was a dessert, like a Korean dessert shop somewhere in the Leewood area that mm-hmm. they ended up having like a sleeve for their desserts that were cool. BTS, like birthday BTS sleeves, mm-hmm. which is so neat. So just wanted to give a shout out to KKFI 90.1 here in Kansas City for dedicating that much time to BTS and like really appreciating their music and the significance and impact that they've had. So really neat.
Yeah. You sent me the link and I instantly started listening and listened all the way over to your house to like get ready to record because I just couldn't believe that a public radio
station here in Kansas City was doing this. I thought it was so amazing, and what a great way to celebrate them for their ninth birthday. And
And it wasn't just like their hit tracks too. No. It was like all of their discography. I mean, they did Louder Than Bombs. I mean, just hearing Louder Than Bombs on the radio, you would have never expected something like that. So I just thought that was really neat.
Yeah. Just imagine like somebody listening to the station, you know, and this is how they're introduced to BTS. Like, I thought that was really wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on that note, welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour and talk about the yet to come music video and really diving into all of those cinematic parallels that happen in this music video, but just also kind of going along with more of the message and meaning of the music video and the song itself.
Yeah. But before we get into today's episode, we want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our episode documents, monthly virtual Iconic Hangouts, and our soundcheck, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. Thanks for being here and for listening.
Yeah. Also, don't forget to support the charity of the month. We are celebrating Pride Month, so we are asking to support GLAAD, which is the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, which works to amplify the voice of LGBT community by empowering real people to share their stories and holding media accountable for the words and images that they present. They also empower and work with grassroots organizations, and it's just a really great charity, and we would love if you guys would support them with us.
Mm-hmm. Happy Pride Month.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So let's talk about the yet to come music video. Bethany, you and I got together here at your house for the 11 p.m. On our time release for the music video, and immediately had to watch it like four or five times in a row just to try to soak it all in. We just loved it immediately. Yeah,
loved it immediately. And initial thoughts, I was like, oh my gosh, we have so much research ahead of us. There are so many parallels. There's so many references to other eras.
Yeah.
It was kind of overwhelming at the start because watching one time through, I'm like, I clearly did not catch everything.
Yeah.
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 Gotta watch it many, many times.
Right when the music video starts, we see that we're in a desert, but you can immediately hear sounds of the ocean very prominently. And so this reminds us of the slogan, when BTS meets ARMY, the desert becomes an ocean, which is kind of like a saying that they've said throughout the years. It was on some slogans in their posters throughout the Love Yourself tour. And we have kind of this idea in mind of a desert becoming an ocean through our connection and through the things that we say together, the progress that we make together.
Yeah. It's also mentioned too in that hidden track C.
In C. Namjoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the setting is in this desert. We hear the sounds of that ocean. But the majority of the music video are all these cinematic parallels, all these era references that happen. So we're just going to go through and talk about each member and kind of what eras they're hinting at or trying to show here. So Jungkook, at the very beginning, is looking through his hand like a scope. And he did this exact same motion in the Butterfly on Stage prologue. We also remember Jimin doing this in DNA. Mm-hmm. Jimin also, you know, is like looking through his hand.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's like a
wormhole.
A wormhole. Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely what it's like. Yeah. So that's what we see there.
Yeah, and then we see him looking at BTS seated in the Just One Day chair formation, all in white, like they are in Euphoria. And they're also sitting in school chairs, which is like accurate to the era of Just One Day being on School Love Affair.
It's exactly like Just One Day.
Like, literally.
And we just loved seeing this. I didn't expect to see a Just One Day reference.
I mean, that's pretty much the first reference in the video that we picked up on watching it the first time. Like, oh my God, that's the Just One Day formation.
Yeah,
and we had no idea what we were in for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like, again, the school chairs is like that School Love Affair era.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then we also see Jin with that classic black truck. So this is a truck that we've seen all through like the HYYH eras, especially with Run. So you see him driving it through the desert, and then you see him again sitting on top of this, you know, this black truck that he's driven all of his members in during like the HYYH eras. But when he's sitting on top of the truck, you also see a Wings reference, a Blood, Sweat, and Tears reference, because you see that massive statue that we see in Blood, Sweat, and Tears with the wings on the back of this like fallen angel is kind of what we've referred to it as. So we see that kind of coming out of the sand in this music video.
Right. The iconic moment in that video where Jin approaches it and kisses the statue.
And he's sitting on top of the truck looking at it. So it's like he's still drawn to it, just like he was in the Blood, Sweat, and Tears music video when he went and kissed it.
Yeah, but it's not, I notice it's not next to him, it's behind him. Like he's turning around to look at it. Like he's turning around and looking back at his past.
Ooh,
like literally.
Yeah.
I love that touch. I love that was there.
He is also wearing either the same jacket or very similar style jacket to what he's wearing in DNA, where it's black and then it has like those jewels or studs on top of it, rhinestones or something. I particularly love that look for Jin in DNA. So it was so wonderful to see like black hair Jin here again. You know, I mean, it's just such a visual. And then also when we really get a good shot of that jacket, you also see him reaching up to the sky and doing that same pose that he does during Fake Love, like the ending pose of Fake Love, where he's left there with his hand hanging up.
Yeah, very neat.
Yeah. And then I freaked out when we saw Taeyong in this like boy in love attire, like schoolboy attire, but not, it's not exactly the same as the boy in love school attire that we got. This one looks a little bit more mature, grown up. It looks just like a black
suit. But it's
suit.
Clearly supposed to be that.
Yeah. But next to him is a school desk and then a vase holding a red rose. And of course, in the school, I mean, in the boy in love music video, you see a lot of the members. I think it's like Jimin, Jin, and Jungkook holding the rose, offering it to that girl, like if she's gonna take, they're like offering it to her, if she's gonna accept their like little, I don't know, love confession or something. So cute to see Taeyong doing, you know, representing the boy in love music video here, just because I particularly love Boy in Love and specifically Taeyong and Boy in Love with like the orange hair.
You've always said that you feel like it's his era.
I mean, the growling and everything in that song, I just think it's perfect. It, what really would have made me like go over the edge here is if he had like that orange hair. I would die.
But I like, just because of that connection, it feels so perfect that he is here representing the school love affair era and Boy in Love. Also, I love that he has the rose because that was such an important part in the video that I remember us talking about when we did a review of that music video. And we were all talking about like who we would take the rose
from. I mean, how could you pick?
Yeah. And we get the amazing shot in this video of him holding that rose to his nose and like smelling it and kind of, you know, like we can imagine him offering it to us here too. So this is really, I mean, it just really brought me down like memory lane a little bit.
Of course. Yeah.
Next, we see Jungkook wearing a spring day styled jacket, just like with Taeyong's outfit. It's not exactly the same, but it is like in spring day, it's black with kind of white splotches. This one is kind of the same type of thing. But he's standing in front of the swing carousel from You Never Walk Alone. And it, of course, it has the words on it still that say You Never Walk Alone. And then, oh, we get this close up of him where he is just the most sweet, precious baby. It's like it's akin to the same shot that we get of him in Euphoria. But he kind of like turns around and just has this big, beaming, happy, pure smile on his face. Oh, it's the best.
It's
so
like
amazing.
Overwhelmingly cute.
It's overwhelmingly
like,
cute.
I almost wish it wasn't in the music video because it just like melts my heart so much. Like, how can he look so adorable and so pure in this moment? But he really capitalizes on this moment. Like, I mean, he knows he's melting all of ARMY's hearts with it.
It really is so perfect. So perfect.
Just going back to that like swing carousel, You Never Walk Alone. That was striking, and I think a lot of ARMYs were floored to see just like Jungkook's, the present day Jungkook, standing in front of that same swing carousel yeah. that he does in Spring Day. Yeah.
And like in the same way too, like turning and facing the camera in right. a similar
like
way.
Like you can't miss it. It's like a direct parallel. It's exactly the same.
Yeah. It's so striking because you can really, you feel the time has passed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next we see Jimin dressed like he's dressed in Spring Day. Again, not exactly the same, but it's the striped shirt with the blue kind of fuzzy jacket. And he's walking up to tennis shoes, the same tennis shoes from Spring Day, mm-hmm. and picking them up in the sand, which of course is exactly what he does in Spring Day. Very significant.
Yeah.
And then he has another direct parallel to Spring Day where he covers his mouth, like he smiles, covers his mouth, and then kind of points a hand, reaches a hand out to the camera to Army and waves it a little bit.
Yeah.
And he does that here. And it was just, it was another big moment of like, wow, to see him do that here again. And he has this certain look in his eye when he's reaching toward the camera, the same kind of knowing look that he gave us like in Dynamite at the beginning where he does the bang, where it's like he is looking right at us at yeah. Army, where he just knows us, he loves us, we know each other, and he like all of his emotion of how he feels about Army is right in this soft little yeah. smile right here. Yeah.
But also a little mischievous.
I
in
know,
my opinion.
This is like, him.
Yeah, it's very Jimin. Like, I agree. Like
he's like, you know what I'm doing right here. Like,
it's,
you know,
it's a very
we know
look.
This is Spring Day right mm-hmm. here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just have to mention how much I appreciate Jimin's haircut in this music video. Like, I really like his bangs and just like the clear cut of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just looks so, so cute, but also so handsome at the same time.
It's a very full circle for us to be talking about their hair at all in this episode, because that's like literally the first thing we ever talked about with BTS.
Yeah,
but
first
Jimin,
episode.
First
that's
episode,
gone.
Lost to the...
Our biases
to the ether.
In their hair.
Yeah, right. Never before heard. Yeah. But Jimin's hair right here is like classic Jimin cut, you know? Mm-hmm. He rocked this hairstyle for many eras. And to see him, I mean, he's had the forehead out for a while now, but to see him go back to this like clean cut again is very like, wow, like this is Jimin,
yeah,
you know?
So sweet.
Yeah,
some
like
very
the youth.
Full circle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The youth. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So for Yoongi, we see him sitting on top of a red piano, and it's a bright red piano, and there's all these super colorful flowers all around him. It's a very vibrant scene. Like, the explosions of color really reminded me. It took me to the Japanese music videos,
yeah.
specifically the Japanese I Need You music video, and even maybe a little bit of Run, but like especially I Need You.
Oh, yeah.
I just immediately went there with the flowers. And then you also see this purple butterfly that flies towards him. And we, of course, think that this symbolizes the song and just the HYYH era. And then potentially, like, with it being purple, it could be Army that's flying towards mm-hmm. him. So I love that butterfly is being shown here. Mm-hmm. A lot of, like, I Need You, HYYH is being shown here. And then I can't help but to notice that the butterfly... Maybe they were just trying to make it realistic, but the butterfly has a clear shadow beneath it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't help but to think of Yoongi's shadow, too. I was like, yeah. You know what? I'm going to make it. I'm going to make yeah. that connection, because that's where I went.
We it's decided just like, that everything means everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I think so.
But I mean,
how could
the
it not?
Shadow is just so, like...
It's
you can
very
really
prominent.
See it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have missed it were it not there. Like, I probably wouldn't have noticed,
yeah.
you know. Also, with the butterfly being purple, just thinking about what that color purple represents, representing Borahei, representing love, mm-hmm. makes you think of like that butterfly representing that love too at the mm-hmm. same time.
And it comes from the camera and flies towards Yoongi,
yeah.
which makes me feel like, you know,
it's coming from
it's
Army,
coming,
it's coming
you know,
from the viewer.
Yeah, from the viewer to
no,
him.
That's
yeah.
way too cute. That's
yeah.
so cute. Yeah, and so we also see Yoongi here sitting around or on top of, or later even standing on top of a piano, which is so significant. We see not even just lyrically a piano connection for Yoongi throughout all of his discography with BTS, but visually in so many music videos we've seen a piano, in First Love, in Fake Love, in I Need You, in Boy With Love. There's an organ in Blood, Sweat, and Tears that he plays. There,
yeah.
I mean, there's you know, like intro songs where there's a piano. He really, I mean, honestly, the piano is a constant symbol of Yoongi. In Boy With Love with Halsey, he dances on a keyboard piano. There's always a piano. It's so him. And it was really his first love, his first connection to music. So it's very fitting that a piano is here with him in this music video.
He's so appreciative of the instrument. So it just makes sense that he continues to want it to be represented, because as we're going through all of these music video parallels, it's all these, like, you know, really defining moments of their career that are being shown here. And so it would just, I don't feel like Yoongi could have shown himself without the piano also being here and yet to come.
Totally. Also, I have to mention that he's wearing a beret, and immediately when I saw this beret, I'm like, we have seen him in a beret before. I don't know when, but we found it. In War of Hormone, he wears a beret. It's so similar to this beret, like same kind of style. Mm-hmm. And also there's multiple performances over the year where he wears like the same style
live
of beret.
Live stages where he's wearing a beret like that. Oh, can we just appreciate too how stunning
handsome,
he is?
Handsome, visual king.
Yeah, really. I mean, he is striking, gorgeous. Oh.
Damn, gorgeous. Too much.
It is. Okay, so for Namjoon, he's in this dark jean outfit that immediately took me to Fake Love. Mm-hmm. He wears this dark jean outfit where I think he's actually in Fake Love. He might be inside one of those shipping containers, that shipping container that we see repeated with him.
Yeah.
But that jean outfit immediately took me to Fake Love. And then he's also wearing these sunglasses, which is just classic RM. I mean, when they debuted, he always had those sunglasses on, Rap Monster there, you know? Right. So I just feel like it's so important, you know, that he has these sunglasses on, because that really was like the beginning of Rap Monster. That's how he presented himself. He always had sunglasses on.
And I feel like whenever he's feeling particularly himself, he has the sunglasses on. Mm. So yeah, I just love that that's there.
Yeah.
Also in his background, he has these dead trees, which made me think of the On music video, not the manifesto film, that music video that we went through. Mm-hmm. That was the only On connection I could make with that. But I
saw it too. Yeah.
Those dead trees. Trees. We've seen them.
It really makes me think of J-Hope's verse and On in that music video where you see those dead trees.
For sure.
Yeah. You also see the gas pump next to like that shipping container that he has from Run. Mm-hmm. But the gas pump is really shown in I Need You. But it's all a part of that like BTS universe storyline.
Right.
You know,
all part of the era.
Works at a gas station.
Right. We even saw it all like in the webtoon about it. You know, like it's all within it.
So that shipping container too, I mean, that's the one that we see from Run, but even the numbers on the shipping container are the exact same, 20219. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's interesting, everything's kind of like half buried in the background. I mean, like Jin's statue from Blood, Sweat, and Tears was like half buried. Mm-hmm. You know, like all of this stuff, like you see two gas pumps, one of them is almost completely buried.
They kind of seem like ruins, but they're moments from the past.
Right.
You know, maybe that's why they're buried. Like, it's just like, it's been so long.
They're digging it up.
I don't know. Like, it's still there.
Yeah.
But just not in use. Like, it's a part of the past.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Welcome to Good for a Weekend,
the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift
and share your spicy confessions.
I'm Cressy Cornis.
And I'm MK Ashford.
Our third ever Swifty Confessions episode will be coming out on April 11th. It will be a very special episode because it's our 100th.
You have until April 1st to email us your Swifty Confessions to gfaweekend@gmail.com. Please include what you'd like to be called as well and your preferred pronouns.
And if you're a new Weekender, here's a quick explanation of what we're looking for in your Swifty Confession.
We want to hear your spiciest hot takes, embarrassing moments as a fan, unpopular opinions, hills that you would die on, your crazy fan theories, and anything else Taylor related that you'd like to confess to us.
Think of us as your specially appointed Swiftie therapist.
Did you weirdly like Taylor and Maddie Healy? Are you a me defender? Do you think 1989 is overrated? Are you a Joe Alwyn apologist? Whatever it is, we're listening.
We are accepting submissions now, right now. So be sure to send yours to gfaweekend@gmail.com by April 1st. All we ask is that you please include what you'd like us to call you as well as your preferred pronouns so we can discuss your confession properly.
And we're so excited to hear what you have to spill.
So J-Hope, he's in like full-on Spring Day outfit, like the outfit that you see him wearing in Spring Day, like especially when he's on top of the train car.
Mm-hmm.
Same exact outfit, except he has a hat on. And for some reason, like the way that this hat is positioned on his head, where the brim of it is like pretty vertical, like mm-hmm. it's like pointing higher up, it's not really over his eyes. It reminds me of Not Today, the hat that he wears in Not Today. But in the shot where you see him, you can see that train from Spring Day that mm-hmm. they ride on top of. But again, like it's crashed. It looks like it went off the tracks and is just kind of like on its side, abandoned mm-hmm. in this desert area.
Yeah.
And he's rapping alongside of it.
Also, the hat that he's wearing is the same color as the one that he's wearing in Not Today. So like more Not Today connection than just the similar like wearing style.
Right.
Like that's, you were like, oh my gosh, I've seen this before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then we see all of the BTS members singing in the bed of the truck.
The truck.
And they have
Jin's truck.
This is when they're all in the white outfits. So they're in the white outfits together. And the license plate says yet to come, which is such a cute touch. And they all just look so cute and jovial and just having the best time. They're kind of like bumping into each other or, you know, touching and leaning on each other, looking at each other.
That's the part where they're saying, we ain't about it.
Yeah, we ain't about it.
Yeah, all together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All the unison, which we love. I particularly like the first couple times we watched it, my eyes just go straight to Taeyong and Jin in the back, because Taeyong has this big, that big boxy smile is just beaming, and him and Jin are just smiling so big at each other. Just, they look so happy. Yeah. And yeah, I just can't get over it.
It's so backwards that that's like what you really, that there's the numbers you really notice. I really notice like Jimin and Namjoon in the front there. Jimin particularly looks so adorable. He's right in the center and mm-hmm. he's like sitting crisscross, nuzzled in between Yoongi and Namjoon. And again, like they just look so blissful and joyous like, in this moment. And I particularly like at the end too, when they say back to square one or back to one, mm-hmm. forgot the lyrics exactly. And they all reach up and they point one mm-hmm. up above their heads. It's so cute, except for Taeyong, who's like just being too sexy over there. It's just a really great moment to see them all together like that. It really takes me back to HYYH, mm-hmm. you know, with them and the butterfly prologue too, where they're sitting in the bed of this truck.
Yeah.
Okay, so
the moment
that really ruined me, that like I gasp every time I see it, every time I watch this music video, is the Wings Taejin reversal that happens. You see, like, right after, you know, they're standing by this truck, you see Taeyong walk out to the side and he's looking out into the distance like he sees something. Mm-hmm. You know, he's kind of squinting. And you see Jin come up behind him and like really not think anything
no,
of it.
No, you're just like, okay, handsome.
Handsome, right? And then he comes over and blindfolds Taeyong with his hands. And I'm just like, oh no! My God. Like, you know, in Blood, Sweat, and Tears, mm-hmm. we see where Jin is kind of looking back at that statue and Taeyong comes and, you know, puts his hands mm-hmm. over Jin's eyes. Or even I think about like the live stage at Mama, where Taeyong's doing it to Jin, but now it's Jin doing it to Taeyong.
Yeah.
But then what even ruins me even more is when Jin pulls back his hands, we see like what the vision of like what Taeyong is seeing. And out in the distance, he reveals the No More Dream school bus.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's just iconic.
Yeah.
In my mind, like, I was blown away. I was floored.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, that's really where they all began. That was, yeah. They drove onto the scene, crashed onto the scene on that bus at the beginning of No More Dream. And so then, you know, we're kind of going through this music video, seeing all the references, but the first time seeing it, you're not expecting anything necessarily.
Mm-mm.
And when we see that, we were both floored. Like, mm-hmm. how iconic and amazing that they're doing this. Like, I mean, really, we really felt that, because yeah. that, I mean, that's BTS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just do love, like, they crashed onto the music scene in this bus.
Yeah.
And the Taejin Wings reversal was already amazing, but like, how perfect to reveal the No More Dream bus again on the set of this music video.
Mm-hmm.
Iconic.
I'm never amazing.
Gonna be over it. I'm going to talk about it forever.
Until the end of time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
For the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then after this bus is revealed, we see BTS running from the HYYH truck to the No More Dream school bus. And this is very reminiscent of BTS running down the hallway in Euphoria. There's also a couple shots that remind me of them running in Not Today or running in Run, because mm-hmm. they do that in those videos as well. And then we see Jungkook like walking on top of the bus with his arms spread out, which is so similar to Euphoria when he does that on like the edge of a building.
Yeah.
We also see him like running down a sand dune with his arms spread out as well, like a plane, which is also like Euphoria. So we're getting all of these like, I mean, it's like bang, 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 all of these moments wrapped up in one as they're running this thing that they've been doing together for 9 years. They've been running, and now they're running back to the No More Dream bus. Oh my God, it's like almost too much. It's overwhelming.
I really think there's so much symbolism that they're showing here with that. So then we end up seeing Taeyang making a frame with his hands, and he's rotating them just like him and Jin do in the Spring Day music video. Truthfully, so many Spring Day references going on here. But that's one of those shots where it's like, you know, if you're familiar with Spring Day, like you immediately go there. Like it's just so clear what they're showing.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And then the song itself ends with them kind of standing in formation next to the bus, looking hopeful, like all looking off in kind of different directions towards the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then goes then inside the bus.
Yeah. Then you see them get onto the bus. They're on the bus. And we lastly see them sitting in the same order and in the same seats that they sit on the train during Spring Day. But now they're sitting on this No More Dream bus. And it's just a really beautiful scene because it's after the music has already finished. It's really just like a calm instrumental that's playing like a little outro. And they do just similar stuff that they do when in the Spring Day music
literally
video.
The exact same,
like J-Hope reaching out and kind of patting Jimin sitting kind of more curled up in his seat, but they're all looking out and they're driving off like they're driving off on the same bus that they arrived on the music scene in. So
to the next chapter,
it's really, they're going to the next chapter. You know, they arrived on the scene with this music bus originally, and now they're getting back on it and driving off to their next destination, their next chapter. And yet to come, really, you know, the lyrics and the meaning of it is that they are looking forward to the future.
Yeah.
And I think that they are recapping a lot of all of the previous eras and acknowledging everything that's happened in their career up to this point.
Yeah.
And it's not over, but it really feels like the end of this book. And they're starting, I don't even want to say they're starting a next chapter. It feels like they're starting another story. Like they're continuing on, like it's a series.
Yeah. That's what it feels like too.
Yeah.
To me. Yeah. Especially, I mean, They're showing it in the lyrics, in the album itself that we talked about on the previous episode, and then here in the visuals of this music video, like the them running towards the bus, like they are running so happily. They're smiling, their faces are lifted towards the sun, their arms are spread out, their chests are open, you know, like they are excited to get back on this bus. You know, they're excited to go on to that next thing.
Yeah. They were probably excited to get onto that bus to begin with, you know, when they filmed and, you know, were debuting as a group.
Yeah.
But they still have that same excitement and spirit, getting onto it, moving forward.
Yeah. I do agree with you, though. I really feel like they wanted to put a cap on, like, this chapter, this book, this story.
Their whole career
of what they've
been
so far. Yeah, because it, I mean, really after going through the whole anthology and after watching this video and reflecting on all of these moments represented, they're really honoring them, and it's reminding me how much they deserve to be honored. Like, they're taking a moment to say, like, this is where we came from, how we got to where we are, and we're so grateful for everything, you know, all of the moments, and they know that we've been there every step of the way too.
Right. Yeah, it is them honoring all of it.
Yeah.
So I do love all the throwbacks and all the eras being represented in this music video. In this song, too, you know, they kind of talk about going back to square one. And and it just seems like with them getting on this bus, too, it's symbolizing just like kind of going back to their roots, to their mm-hmm. starts, but, you know, driving off to another destination that yeah. they're, you know, it's not exactly like they're, you can't start from the beginning, mm-hmm. but it seems that's like they have that in mind as they're going into their next chapter.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They're starting anew with what they like, armed with all of the information and memories and knowledge that they have from the past, you yeah. know, and they're bringing that with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But starting anew. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So kind of going off of that, I kept thinking, why so many Spring Day references? Because we see all the eras, you know, we see a lot that's represented here, but there are countless parallels to Spring Day. And the ones that are like very clear and obviously are presented are for Spring Day. And I think it's because Spring Day has a similar meaning, like lyrically, mm-hmm. to yet to come in terms of like a fresh start or a new beginning. Yeah.
Has the Spring Day come?
Mm-hmm. Has the Spring Day come?
Is that what all of these references are representing? You know, yeah. has it arrived? You know, because I mean, in the Spring Day original song, they're talking about winter ending and about how, like, you know, making it through this hard path and like that, you know, that next moment that things will be okay, you know, mm-hmm. that Spring Day, well, we'll be together again. Has Spring Day come? Is that what they're signaling to us with all of these Spring Day references,
yeah.
that it's coming, it's arriving, like, you know, kind of after the pandemic, all of this hard time and hardships, time apart, you know,
mm-hmm.
Kind of pause on all of their plans, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Does it feel like the thawing of winter?
I think so. Yeah. I think that's definitely what they're saying. Yeah.
The that's Spring really Day exciting. Has come.
That is really exciting. Mm-hmm. I also feel that they're just in a happy place right now,
yeah.
all of them. I mean, they did get to be reunited with ARMY a little bit here in the States with some of their Permission to Dance concerts and also in Seoul. But it's really starting to look hopeful for the future in terms of concerts. And I just think that wrapping it up, you know, wrapping and kind of honoring and acknowledging all of their past is the perfect way to move forward.
Yeah.
You know, that they get to really start anew and really have that brand new, fresh start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, just because we're kind of talking about overall thoughts, I had an idea about the Taejin like reversal.
Mm-hmm.
Because where it happens in the music video, after it's revealed, that's when we see the No More Dream Bus and they run, like they're running back to it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I know that they're kind of like reliving the past the whole time. But it's kind of like if it's reverse, it's like the reversal of time almost. Like they're running back to the beginning because yeah. like Taeyang and Jin's roles are reversed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you said, like it's not like they're starting from nothing, but they're having a new beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
anyways, just
I like that take on it too. Like, yeah, really? Why did they reverse it?
Because mm-hmm. everything else is like pretty spot on.
Yeah.
So
that's a really good point. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Maybe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, the climax of that music video is when they're all running towards that bus.
Mm-hmm.
Like that you can really know what they're feeling of that excitement and that energy to get onto that bus and get onto that next thing.
Mm-hmm. I just can't believe that they're driving off on the No More Dream bus, but like sitting in the Spring Day, like train order.
Yeah.
Like it tugs at my heart.
It's
so
too
much.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And like, there's a couple differences too. Like you mentioned Jimin like curled up in the ball
uh-huh.
in Spring Day, but in this one, he's like kind of looking very happy and outward and like, you know, like
yeah.
just small differences where it's like it's the same but a little different. Like
mm-hmm.
there's a few moments in this video, just like Jungkook standing in front of the You Never Walk Alone, where you can really feel time has passed. Like
yeah.
they feel different about that, you know, being in that space or that moment.
Yeah. Definitely. And too, they're all wearing white, which I mm-hmm. think is very symbolic of just like being, you know, a pure, like pure, fresh,
mm-hmm.
you know, blank page, blank slate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what they're doing next.
Yeah.
What's yet to come, I guess.
They definitely have something that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
No idea what it's going to be.
No.
I really have no predictions. I do think other than music, new music, I know that'll
yeah.
be on the horizon, but I can't guess at this
point. I'm excited for whatever
I'm excited
it is.
No matter what. Yeah. Like, I'm really anticipating it.
Yeah.
Because they clearly have a plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that I personally had, like, a lot of worry that this anthology would, like, represent the real end, you know? Mm-hmm. But after getting through the album, you know, the anthology review and this music video review, it doesn't feel like the end at all.
No.
You know, it feels very full circle, but it feels like we've been talking about here, that new beginning, that fresh start. And I can't wait. I have no idea what it is, but I'm so excited for it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. It feels like they've just finished wrapping it all up, you know, like mm-hmm. putting a little bow on it, yeah. but there's more to come. You know, it's just going to be a completely new start, mm-hmm. which maybe is something they really wanted. Like, but they still have, like, them running towards the No More Dream Bus, like you were saying. It really does seem like they're super excited and thrilled, and they're just running for it because they're so excited.
Yeah.
So I firmly believe that whatever is to come is going to be fantastic. It always has been.
Yeah.
Good music.
It's been a hard couple of years with being so far apart from BTS, like not being able to go to concerts often mm-hmm. and actually see them in person for us and for them. And so after seeing them in this music video, I hope that you're all feeling how much they love us mm-hmm. and how excited they are to reunite with us and how determined they are to continue to make music together as long as they possibly can.
Yeah.
Because that's how I feel now.
Do you think their next music video, they're going to crash on the scene again with the No More Dream Bus and get
God.
Off of it?
I'd flip out. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I feel like we pretty much covered the music video. We really, if you guys haven't listened already, our episode before this, we end up diving more into like the lyrics and meaning and the production of the song. So definitely check out our Proof anthology review if you haven't.
Yeah. Oh, well, if you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. We do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Deja, Meg, Rachel, Robin, Emily, Madison, and Holly. Thank you guys so, so much.
Thank you.
For all of your support. Let us know what you thought about the Yet to Come music video by writing a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen, or DMing us on Instagram or Twitter, Standing BTS. Pod. And also don't forget to support the charity of the month, GLAAD. Of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.